Good morning. It's October 30th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. Today's title is Assumptions. If others tell us something, we make assumptions. And if they don't tell us something, we make assumptions to fulfill our need to know and to replace the need to communicate. Miguel Ruiz. A classic psychology experiment demonstrating the power of false assumptions is the nine-dot problem. A grid of nine dots, 3 by 3 on a side, is the starting point. The only instruction is to connect all nine dots using only 4 straight lines. The false assumption, of course, is that the lines must remain confined to the box, defined by the dot matrix square. Without the insight that you are operating under a false assumption, you could work on the puzzle till the cows come home and never come even close to a solution. Relationships between people suffer from the same unproductive false assumptions, particularly about motive. Let's say I suggest to my wife that we go out to a Mexican restaurant instead of eating at home tonight. If my wife's response is clipped, her face set in a frown, and she avoids making eye contact with me, I will undoubtedly start to get upset myself. This is coupled with rapidly rising righteous indignation, since I know my intention was nothing but good. Never mind my assumption that I must have done something. The very state of annoyance I think I observe in her facial expression and actions is in itself an assumption. If, in fact, her demeanor is entirely because she had just finished a conversation with her 91-year-old aunt, who, my wife believed, was unjustifiably rude to her when she was only trying to help, then all of my assumptions were patently incorrect. The annoyance I then felt would only serve to escalate the severity of our disconnect. None of this was necessary if instead of assuming motives, I had simply asked my wife if something was wrong. Certainly 1 Corinthians 13, 4-7 was tailor-made to apply to the above situation. Love is patient. Love is kind. Alone would have rectified this situation, even with the false assumptions. Love is not self-serving or easily angered. Again, both applicable here. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Even if my false assumptions had been true, they should have no effect on how I treat my wife in return. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in truth. Failing to ascertain why my wife was acting the way she was put me on the defensive, perceiving malicious intent, rather than seeking the truth. Finally, love always protects, always hopes, always trusts, always perseveres. But trusting and protecting my wife would mean that I always assume loving motives, rather than the opposite. Christians are intended to treat everyone as though they are better than themselves, not just loved ones, Philippians 2:3. Making assumptions about anyone's motives without communicating our concerns causes us to jump to conclusions. We then act as though our own conclusion is the truth. Then, misunderstanding the other person's actual intent, we take it personally. We, in fact, take offense. Then we react from a defensive posture, often striking out with words that are hurtful rather than helpful. It's a gentle answer that turns away wrath, not a sharp retort, Proverbs 15:1. Paul's point in Philippians is that Christ would have us act out of humility as he did. When we act from a position of self-absorption or self-conceit, we can easily see faults in others, but are blind to our own. Matthew 7, 3-5. So when the truck comes up behind you and sits right on your bumper on the freeway when you're already going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, don't just assume he's a jerk. He might be. But he might also have a kid who was just in a car wreck and he's trying to get to the hospital before his child heads into surgery. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Let your Holy Spirit lead me to a humble, listening state of mind so that I can speak in love rather than react defensively to an offense that probably never really occurred. Help me act, not react. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.